Now, the announcements come as the United States surpasses 11 million cases and nears 250,000 deaths. On Friday, it reported about two cases of COVID-19 every second, for a total of over 180,000 cases that day. The US death rate is consistently over 1,000 a day for the first time since August, and hospitalizations have reached their highest point in the pandemic. As a result, states are reimposing restrictions that haven't been in force since the first wave of the pandemic swept the country months ago. Among them, North Dakota, Ohio, New Mexico, Washington, Illinois, Utah, Oregon, and the latest, Michigan. High schools and universities there have gone back to remote learning, and indoor dining has been suspended. Michigan's governor is Gretchen Whitmer.
As the weather gets colder and people spend more time indoors, this virus will spread. This is the worst public health emergency our nation has faced in over a century. And our response has got to reflect the same level of urgency.
However, the White House disagrees with the measures. Dr. Scott Atlas, the radiologist whom President Trump looks to for advice on infectious diseases, has urged the people of Michigan to rise up against the new public health measures. Let's go to our US correspondent Simon Marks to talk about all of this. Simon, kia ora, good morning. Let's talk about the vaccine first. Sounding incredibly promising, having a second vaccine coming available within a week. When might it actually be on stream?
Well, Moderna, Susie, says that they're going to have 20 million doses of the vaccine ready to ship in the United States by the end of this year. So the Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, has been talking over the course of the last few hours here about the prospect of getting those vaccines into people before the end of this year, with plans, of course, for another 100 million doses of vaccine to come during the course of 2021. We will still be looking at it taking many, many months for this vaccine to end up being received by Americans in very large numbers. But there are two substantial differences between the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine that was unveiled a week ago. One being, as you heard there, this Moderna vaccine can be stored for up to 30 days in a standard home or medical refrigerator. It doesn't require all sorts of extraordinarily complex deep freeze equipment to maintain it. Also, this Moderna vaccine has been developed in part with US government money. Operation Warp Speed, the president's initiative to try and kickstart vaccine development, invested $955 million in the Moderna project. It did not invest money in the Pfizer project. And so I think you can expect the Trump administration, at least for the next 65 days, vigorously to try and get Moderna to deliver as much of this vaccine as possible before the president leaves office.
Speaking of the president, the situation with the lack of concession and the lack of transition, kind of bringing the US to the edge with the pandemic, and it's now fragmenting the approach around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York threatening to take legal action against the Trump administration for the plans that they have to use private medical companies to distribute this vaccine. Governor Cuomo says that that leaves minority populations disadvantaged because, for the most part, they don't use private medical companies for their health care. They rely on publicly provided facilities. The numbers, as you heard from Corinne, are through the roof. We had more than 1 million new cases of infection here in just 6 days alone. More than 1,100 Americans a day are dying of COVID-19. And from the President of the United States, no recognition of that fact. 2 hours ago, he tweeted, "European countries are sadly getting clobbered by the China virus. The fake news does not like reporting this." He has evinced absolutely no recognition of the spiralling infection rates that the country is recording from coast to coast, nor has he authorised his Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to begin communications with the Biden team about the rollout of vaccines, which is leaving Joe Biden up in Wilmington, Delaware, to have to begin now devising his own plan for vaccine distribution, because the Trump team won't even talk to him about the transition, because they don't recognise currently the transition's going to occur.
Simon Marks, our US correspondent, thank you very much.